شما به اسپیس فارسی گوش می کنید. با رفتن به sbs.com.au/persian به اخبار و گزارش های بیشتری دست خواهید یافت.
یادگیری زبان انگلیسی می تواند به بهبود کیفیت زندگیتان در استرالیا کمک کند. در هر قسمت از برنامه SBS Learn English ما از زندگی در استرالیا می گوییم و اصطلاحات انگلیسی را به شما توضیح می دهیم. به کمک این برنامه ها شما مهارت های انگلیسیتان را ارتقا می دهید، درباره استرالیا یاد می گیرید و در همین حال از وقتتان لذت می برید. آیا برای شنیدن آخرین قسمت از این برنامه آماده اید؟
I love my new wheels. Learning English helps me to talk about it.
SBS acknowledges the traditional custodians of country and their connections and continuous care for the skies, lands, and waterways throughout Australia.
Hi, I'm Josipa, and I love a good weekend getaway. There's just something special about jumping in the car, putting on some tunes, and hitting the road with no rush to be anywhere. You might have heard the expression, hit the road before. It means to start a journey. But I have to be honest with you. My love for road trips isn't the main reason I chose this topic today. I went on a date recently with someone who wouldn't stop bragging about, that means talking proudly about, their car. Anyone would think they'd build it themselves. Like, come on. Now, as you can imagine, I can't say the date went well, but the whole conversation got me thinking. Turns out there are heaps of English expressions about cars that I still need to learn. So, I asked Alan and Claire to meet me at the car park after work, because Alan just got himself some new wheels. Congrats, Alan! By the way, all the wheels literally means those round parts that touch the road. In casual English, wheels is also a fun, informal way to say a car. Let's listen to how they chat about cars and pay close attention and see if you can catch any expressions you don't know yet. It's time to learn.
Wow, your new ride's pretty flash. Tinted windows, alloy wheels, looks the goods.
Cheers, it's a hybrid, so it's great on petrol. Big boot too, heaps of space. Plus, it's got lane assist. Drives like a dream.
Not bad for a hatchback. Is it brand new?
Nah, picked it up second hand. But it's in top nick, perfect for zipping around.
So, we already heard that in a friendly, casual conversation, people often use the word wheels instead of car. You might also hear someone say a set of wheels that means the same thing. But here's one I didn't know at first. The word ride can also mean car. In casual English, especially in Australia and in the US, when someone says ride, they're usually talking about their car, especially when they're proud of it or showing it off. Bragging, basically. Let me give you a few more examples with the word ride.
Check out my new ride.
That means look at my new car. By the way, you might also use the word ride to offer to take someone somewhere in your car. As in, can I give you a ride? You can also say, can I give you a lift? The first is used more in American English, and the second in British English. But you can hear both of them here in Australia.
That's a sweet ride.
Here, Alan is saying the car looks awesome. Claire said something similar when she used the expression
Wow, your new ride's pretty flash.
Pretty flash. That's another way to say something looks fancy or impressive. She also said,
tinted windows, alloy wheels, looks the goods.
Claire is clearly impressed by Alan's car. She points out two features of the car that are particularly flash. Tinted windows and alloy wheels. Windows that are tinted are dark and they give the car a stylish look as well as helping block out sunlight. Alloy wheels are lightweight wheels made from metal that are shiny and often make the car look more modern or sporty. Finally, Claire says, looks the goods, which is an Aussie slang expression. It means the car looks really good, stylish, or impressive.
It's a hybrid, so it's great on petrol. Got push-button start and lane assist. Drives like a dream.
Let's look into each phrase separately.
It's a hybrid, so it's great on petrol.
A hybrid car uses both petrol and electricity, so it saves petrol. That's why Alan said his car is great on petrol, meaning it doesn't use much. If a car doesn't use petrol at all and runs only on electricity, it's an electric car. We often use the term EV or electric vehicle. A petrol car uses petrol, which you can buy at the servo. That is short for service station or petrol station. Your car could also run on diesel fuel. In that case, it's called a diesel car. Diesel cars are often strong, so people use them for long trips or for carrying heavy load. That's why a lot of trucks use diesel. Alan also said that his car has
big boot too. Heaps of space. Plus, it's got lane assist.
If your car has a big boot, it has a lot of space in the back for things like shopping, luggage, or sports gear. In Australia, we call the back storage area of the car the boot. In American English, it's called the trunk. Lane assist is a safety feature that helps keep the car in its lane when driving. The car sends a signal to the driver if it can sense that the wheels are leaving the lane you're driving in. And finally, Alan said that his car
drives like a dream.
Drives like a dream, which means the car is very smooth and comfortable to drive. Claire then said,
not bad for a hatchback. Is it brand new?
A hatchback is usually a small or medium-sized car with a back door that opens upwards. That back door is called a hatch. A hatch is any kind of door that opens upwards or downwards, rather than on the side, so you can see them in the ceilings of houses, for example, or in submarines. Another type of car that is very popular among my friends is the SUV. That stands for Sports Utility Vehicle. This is a bigger car that is good for driving on rough roads, so people like to use it in the outback or for carrying a lot of people or things. My brother drives a ute, which is short for utility vehicle. A ute has a cabin in the front and a flat open tray at the back for carrying tools or equipment. I like to think of it as a mix between a car and a small truck. Claire also asked Alan if his car was brand new. Do you remember what he replied? He said,
nah, picked it up secondhand, but it's in top nick. Perfect for zipping around.
Alan picked up a second-hand car, which means that someone else owned it and used it before him. You could also say,
I've got a used car.
And that would mean the same thing. Buying a second-hand or used car can be a good way to save the money if the car is still in good condition.
It's in top nick.
This is an informal way of saying that something is in very good condition. Here's another way you can say the same thing.
It runs like a dream.
Alan also said that his car is
perfect for zipping around.
If your car is perfect for zipping around, it means that it's small, fast, and easy to drive. My hatchback is great for city driving because it's easy to get around in. So yes, I could say that my car is also perfect for zipping around. I have to say, working on this episode has taught me so many new expressions that I can't wait to start using them. But before I do, let's listen to the dialogue one more time.
Wow, your new ride's pretty flash. Tinted windows, alloy wheels, looks the goods.
Cheers, it's a hybrid, so it's great on petrol. Big boot too, heaps of space. Plus, it's got lane assist. Drives like a dream.
Not bad for a hatchback. Is it brand new?
Nah, picked it up secondhand. But it's in top nick, perfect for zipping around.
Remember how at the start of this episode, I mentioned my date bragging about his car as if he built it himself? Well, my colleague from SBS Dutch, Pauline Rusink, actually spoke to people who do build their cars. The participants of the World Solar Challenge 2025 race. Let's hear from last year's winner, Kevin van der Putte, from the Inoptus Solar team in Belgium, as he talks about his car.
Yeah, so our solar car is actually a really aerodynamic car. It's super light. It only weighs about 170 kilograms, purely made out of carbon. And it also doesn't require fuel, so it only uses energy of the sun. And when we're driving at, let's say, 90 kilometers an hour, it even can charge while we're doing that. But it's super efficient on every front.
Well, that was a pretty technical brag. But I guess Kevin has real reasons to be proud of his team's innovation. Here's team manager Daniel Bilk from Solar Team 20.
Yeah, our car is a very innovative prototype car built entirely by students, whereas a usual car has usually four wheels and a big steel frame. Our car is very aerodynamically shaped and made of carbon parts and uses three wheels instead of four. Our car is the best because every detail of innovation has been fine-tuned for maximum efficiency. And efficiency is the key for a fast car when developing solar cars.
Efficient and innovative? I mean, how amazing must it be for students to build a car that actually works and maybe can even win a race? Anyway, it's time to practice. See if you remember the meaning before hearing the answer. What kind of car is a hatchback?
A hatchback is a car with a back door that opens upwards. That back door is called a hatch.
If you're driving an SUV, you are driving
If you're driving an SUV, you're driving a bigger car that has plenty of space and is particularly good for driving on rougher roads in the outback.
I think I said it many times that practicing saying phrases out loud really helped me. It's an exercise that gives me confidence to speak to people in English. So please, check out our bonus episode. But in the meantime, let's repeat after Alan and Claire.
Wow, your new ride's pretty flash.
It's a hybrid, so it's great on petrol.
I've got a second-hand car.
On our website and socials, Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, you'll find more tips and learning resources. Just search for SBS Learn English. My name is Josipa, and thank you for learning how to brag about cars in English with me today.
Like, share, comment. SBS فارسی را در فیسبوک دنبال کنید.